come, give me best though. You done had the rest though. Now you with the best though. We can blow the best road coming from the west coast. You can tell I guess though. Just know I'ma put it on your ma. If I didn't rap, I might be a porno star. Something wrong if it ain't shoes on the car. You ain't rocking with the Swizzy and the Don. But back to the way you move and your cavalli. Body like J-Lo, faces like Holly. Hotter than tamale or the sun out in Cali. No, she gon' make it dolly. Dominican or Puerto Rican, Colombian, Cuban, and Costa Rican. So if you're one of those, put a hand up, mommy. You could be in Manolo when you stand up, mommy. Lay on a beast till you tanned up, mommy. Hit the mall, burn 10 grand up, mommy. Just cause you rolling with the fabulous man, you gon' get more carrots than a rabbit.
Dale, papi, que se suelta como gavete.
By the way, not to snub anybody, but usually it's just me and Lauren, who has a big fan in the background, And
who the hell is on an airplane?
I'm serious.
Not me.
Yeah, you do.
I swear to God.
Hey, Lauren.
Well, you thought you were running late to the show?
What's the altitude up there?
What?
What? Don't what me, honey.
She's actually on a plane heading to New York now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's running late. Oh, shit. I'm going to miss the show.
No. Tell Vince McMahon to hurry up with that jet plane.
I'm
going
to need to know how to speak English.
Seriously. So it's the first simulcast between the Honest Dude crew here in Brooklyn and the Radio Zone in Manhattan.
No, it's the first double simulcast.
You know what? You're right. You're right. It's the first double simulcast.
Yes, if that's possible. But yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, according to Savage, it is.
You know how
for the first time.
But hey, if he believes it, why should any of us not either?
Yeah.
But,
okay. You know how Cartoon Network did cartoon? This is simulcast.
Double.
Is this working now, guys?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Simulcast, Saturday!
Are we talking about the double simulcast?
Right on time, Lauren.
You bastard.
Did you taxi a plane yet? No, I'm still backing up. Boop.
She's coming by train, man.
So, I have to say, and before we even get this show started, this simulcast has been in the making for a little bit now. Mm. And I want to... I have to say that I'm honored and I'm humbled to be back on the air with DJ Rev and DJ Rome after everything that's happened from way back a long time ago when they used to be on BKC with us. And, you know, they're back with us today and we're able to share the airwaves again. It's really awesome to have you back, man.
It's a good feeling and, I mean... You know, we kind of had a marriage for a while, for a few weeks, and then, you know, we kind of separated, and then got
so, someone didn't take out the trash on time, so you know something had to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, who got the kids?
Was it some bad shrimp?
Oh God!
It was mutual. He took half, and I took half.
Oh. Poor Savage.
Wow.
Excuse me?
I left him over there.
So what did you guys do with the pet that chained all of you, buddy?
Oh my god.
We sent this to Jerry.
That's awful.
Wait, what'd you do with it?
We sent
9 minutes and we have
Jersey.
A
call.
Oh,
no,
you sent it to Jersey?
Yeah, with the fucking intro that he did too.
Oh my god.
Chris Christie's using it to shut down the bridge again.
Exactly.
Okay,
oh
you know
my
what?
God.
I gotta say this. If this turns into Unfriended the movie, I'm hanging up right now.
Unfriended?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He said Unfriended the movie.
We're going to play nice. We're going to play nice. We have an audience to entertain.
Yeah, Savage, check out that movie trailer, Unfriended. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, probably like an hour, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
At least. My God.
And for our audience, this is a big deal for the Radio Zone, because if you don't know, the Radio Zone is a morning show, and it's the first ever we've been broadcasting at night. So,
at night.
Yeah.
I usually get my heart on it in the morning.
Oh, my God.
That's the only time I can hear anybody. Nighttime.
Wow. We're morning / brunch, lunch. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Rev is always up for anything, I guess. You know, I guess.
I fuck all day and I sleep at night. There you go.
So you're saying 12 hours later, shrivels up?
Oh.
Listen, it gets hard in the morning and then it stays until about 8 o'clock at night. That's it.
Well, you know, at his age, you know, he needs that kickstand to keep him up, you know?
Yeah, and then by about 12 o'clock.
Yeah, knowing all about those mic checks. One, two. One, two.
I was actually gearing up my penis pump.
Oh, wow. What? So that was that explosion that I heard in Manhattan this morning.
There you
go. Oh, shit.
Sounds like Rev is ready for tonight. All right, let's do it.
You sure that... Hold on. You sure that wasn't Rome's ass from the fucking poons he eats?
For those of you who don't know, Rome is actually my brother in real life. And the guy came out on air and told
me... No.
You came out and admit that you eat prunes.
Hey, man, if you need that extra pushing, man, what... why force yourself if you have something to help you along, you know, less...
Dude, you do realize that
him and DJ Z. I'm
supposed hold on, wait, hold on a second.
Hold on one second.
Go ahead. Who in the hell? Where did the fucking chimpanzee come from? I can't hear it. I keep laughing. I'm like, what is this?
Oh wow, Eric, why'd you call Savage that
you?
For?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's his chimpanzee. Wait till he gets to his piglet.
So here's my issue with this. So
aren't you fucking wannabe Power Ranger?
Here's my issue with this.
Where's that coming from? Where's Power Ranger?
Here's my issue with the prunes. I have to say, it takes a lot as a broadcaster to even so much as come out and say, hey, I like eating prunes in the morning just so I'm able to drop ass. But
you know, when you drink all night, you need something to get you up in the morning.
No, what
can I say?
Him and Z, you know, him and DJ Z, they always... talking about how old I am, and I'm supposed to be the oldest one in the group. And then, so it was a shocker for me to know that the guy said,
No, he was just upset because I took his idea before he got the chance to think of it.
Folks, this is them two. Hold on, them two is every day, Monday through Friday.
No.
I've been lacking my activities because I finished my container early in the week.
So did you get it from Amazon?
No. I get it from Amazon. All right.
He said amazing.
That feeling is amazing.
It's amazing. Huh?
Big.
Yeah, they're amazing. The I think they're the parent company of the Mets.
Hey! We may sell prunes, but Yankees are the ones who's taking a shit every time they step on the field.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. So 1986. Hold on a second. Hold on. Just for good standing.
29 World Series.
No. I'm not even gonna go there. What happened
good.
In 1986?
Hey!
What happened in 1986?
Great year, all right.
I was 6 years old.
You guys won.
It was the best year, you know. And it was around World Series time that it was defined as the greatest year of
time. You guys won on a blue base hit because Bill Buckner couldn't catch a ball between his legs, unlike Savage can.
Bro, weren't you born in 1986?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the best.
All right. So
the Mets knew I was coming into the world, so they had to try their best.
They were like, okay, let's start sucking now.
Hey, the war has begun, man. The Mets ran New York before, and they're going to run it again, all right?
Really?
Exactly. But you know something, too? The
At least the Mets didn't need to have a train to kind of curry favor with their phony fans.
They don't.
They're trying to give you a classic train to ride on to our opener, so you know you could come and like us, like me.
Dude, the Mets don't have a train. The 7 train does barely runs on the weekends.
Hey, how about we shorten the field and bring the wall closer?
Thank you. Let's bring in the fences so that each pop up we hit is a home run.
With the Yankees, a lot of things be getting shortened with the steroid use.
Oh shit! No, you know what? That was a good one. I'm not even gonna lie.
Just like the Mets, is good team.
We have a phone call coming in. Let's take this call real quick.
Uh-oh.
I hope they could take the call. Oh, I don't hear the call. That's not good.
I wonder if they dropped the call.
Wait for it.
Hey, Rev, I don't hear the call on my end. I don't hear the call.
I don't even hear them.
Hey, I'm here, man. You don't be shy. I'm here.
I think Rev, you know what I think happened with Rev? When he switched to take the call, I think the call might have just taken him out of the group.
So, caller, we are on the air. Is this DJ Rome?
So we're tagging in and out now for maybe caller?
I don't know. if Rev is hearing any of this, man, you...
See, this is what happens when you do a double simulcast.
No, this is what happens when you have no grasp of the English language, Eric.
Shut the hell up.
Yes, Eric can spoke English well.
He can spoke English good.
Wow.
What?
Damn, that was horrific.
Welcome back, Rev. Rev, I think, you know what's happening? I think the phone lines aren't translating on your end. So, anybody on the that's listening on the Radio Zone side can feel free to actually call the number here if anything. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll welcome everybody that Radio's on to call on our phone lines too.
Bro, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. Everybody's still here.
No, we lost.
I was the only fucking one that left.
We lost Lauren again.
So,
and then you went home.
Anybody calling on the radio?
If you're listening to our feed, call in to Double R and the Stoop.
We're sharing the number for today. It's 718-717-2178 or 646-668-2542. So feel free to call.
I don't have time to play around with this shit right now.
Shoot. Double R is rolling large, man, because he's the only guy I know that got a phone on the stoop, man.
Oh, shit. He took his
phone. I know cell phones don't count.
Oh, damn.
He took his cordless with him.
You know something, man? This question has been in my head for quite a while. You know, quite a while. I think this is the perfect platform to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy!
And, I would say liars. Liars, and why do they feel, why do people feel the need to lie?
Hold on a second. I got to do this one. Oh, hold on. That didn't even freaking translate right.
I heard that's coming out of Union City, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Rev. You were saying?
Yeah. because we see it all the time in relationships, marriages, you know, friends. We see the constant need that people have to feel that they have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I figured I'll bring it up here on the stoop because we have... The girls here that would give us male perspective on people that lie. We could say on the male side of things, we could definitely say why we lie, why we think girls lie, you know, people lie in general. But I feel that, it's a perfect platform to talk about that.
Yeah. Firstly, I think the lying transcends the sexes to begin with. I think that a large part of it just has to do with, you know, people not wanting to take responsibility for their own crap.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, I mean, like, you see, like, wives, you know, and husbands, you know, they feel the need to lie. Even because I could understand, like, us looking at people that just like each other, you know, they want to lie a little bit in somewhere.
Well, I think the main reason why the word lie has to come into any situation is because of insecurities. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main objective that they're trying to overcome, because they're insecure of anything.
Okay, but in some case, I would say yeah, because insecurity in a person, right? Security in a person stems from how they feel about themselves. So if they feel that they're not worth something, I think it brings on a different thing where it's like, okay, you have a feeling of yourself in the negative aspect. I could see a lie to make yourself look more than what you really are.
Yeah. Well, it's also on social commentary, because, you know, it stems from childhood, and a lot of people take it over into their adult life where, you know, they let society dictate how they should basically lie to make themselves fit in.
Okay, for example, somebody would say, you know, I have, like, for example, and we
like actually, right now, I'm supposed to be getting milk right now.
Oh,
don't you mean prunes?
And you're doing a radio show, man?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? You know, because, like, we see guys, right? They would see a pretty girl. You know, they would see a pretty girl, and they would be like, yo, let me go stand next to this car over there and pretend
like it's mine.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know.
They still do that? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would be surprised how many times people still do that.
And you know something? You have some people that would sit there and say, I am responsible for XYZ, or I'm affiliated with XYZ, when they're not, because they just want to gain women to like them. They want to gain, you know, people.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you want to, for example, the example that you just used, go and stand by another car knowing that it's not yours to impress this chick. There's no, why would you do all of that? If you need to do all of that to impress this chick, then you don't need to be with her.
Yeah.
That's going through a lot of trouble and risk, because if you don't want that owner of the actual car to come back and be like 6'5",
exactly.
It's
like,
why
you
trash,
that or risk someone like me walking by and being like, hey, listen, jackass, the steering wheel's on the other side.
You know, because a lot of people, it varies, because like we do have two people in the studio today that is, to my knowledge, is married, myself included. It's kind of hard to lie to my wife, because she knows me so well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard.
But you see, right there, you cannot use that, because it comes back to when you try. Some people, they do take the lie into their marriage. So you cannot use that as a to deflect the situation. You know what I mean? Because there are people who still, like, they're married, and they say to their spouse, says to them, aren't you supposed to be at work today? Oh yeah, I'm on vacation, and they're on vacation for like 3 years now. You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, they
on vacation.
You know, so
because the reason why I use myself is because I know the relationship that I'm in, so I know for me, I can't get away with a lie that easily. So, you know, the thing is, for other people, you know, they could say, well, you know, because they know they could, you know. They know they're with somebody that has low self-esteem, for example. Now, let's take a step back for a second. A guy would meet a girl, and he knows how much of her self-esteem is low. You know, he knows that she's not, like, she doesn't feel pretty. She doesn't feel, you know,
accepted.
Sexy. met a guy, I fell in love with him, and the guy knows that. So he would actually go to her, tell her stories to get her feeling that if you don't do what I say, I can easily go to this other chick or this other person, whatever. You know what I mean?
Goodbye. Goodbye. You know what I mean? Goodbye to you. If you feel like you need to say, oh, you won't do this for me because then this other chick is doing it for me, say goodbye.
But see, not everybody has that self-esteem.
And this is when you tell them, don't let the doorknob hit you with the good Lord's picture.
But going back to not everybody has that
self-esteem. Right.
Because,
along with that self-esteem also has a mentality, you know.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're getting yourself into, and obviously you take a second or two to think about it, whether you have experience or not at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe a step or two behind even beginning to lie to your spouse or your partner or significant other. And yeah, you were asking earlier why lie at all, but well, so low self-esteem might be one, the embarrassment, pride, avoiding the drama, but how much of lying can be built up in, a few months, a few years that you've been together to the point where you've been caught in your own lie, now what?
That's the thing.
That's a huge web.
As a matter of fact, before anybody gets their input, and I want to let this one call on really quick. 646-668-2542-718-717-2178. This is Albany, New York. What's up?
Hola, what up?
Hola,
how you doing,
hola.
Yamil? Oh, it's Mr. Mexico.
What's up?
Mr. Mexico.
It's Yamil Navajas.
I'm from Ecuador, pendejo. Hi.
Aren't you the guy that always say you're not from Ecuador?
No, I was born in Ecuador, but I'm an American, coño.
He puts a little and he goes, "Pendejo."
I'm from Red Penis.
He's European,
so.
Ecuadorian. Okay.
I'm not fucking Mexican. I'm not Mexican, pendejo.
To get into this conversation, I was having a conversation with somebody, and they were like, "Oh, when I was in a relationship, so and so has lied to me, but I never questioned their love for me, you know." And I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm not saying that we're gonna be 100% honest all the time. I'm not saying that, but you want to try to be as honest as you can, and own up to your stuff, and to know that your partner is not gonna overreact. And even if they do overreact and start some kind of a drama, then I mean, you want to ask yourself, should you even be with that person if they're not gonna accept you for who you are? I mean, I always try to be as truthful and as honest as I know how. I mean, we're all going to, like, you know, lie unintentionally sometimes. You know what I mean? We're human. But I just really feel like, you know, if you cheated on me, I would rather you be honest with me and tell me about it. You know, that way we can both deal with the situation rather than you just outright, you know, just deny what you just did. Because what is that going to get you? It's not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what lie does to people, especially in relationship, is the fact that when you're dating somebody, eventually, and I know a lot of women and the ladies would tell me if I'm wrong or not, they like to have that vulnerability.
She's the
factor.
Romantic one.
No, what I mean is, like,
she's the romantic
when some freaking guy, man.
he is the romantic one. Bien romántico.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm trying to talk.
He actually in high school, he was known for going up to girls and just going, "Tu quiero mucho."
Hola. You see, I don't have a naturally deep voice like that, you know, but I have the language, so, you know, I try to have something going for me. No, I don't have a deep voice like this, you know, like all you guys have, you know.
Bien profundo.
La voz bien profundo, bien gruesa ahí, como la verga mía que tiene bien gruesa ahí. Hey now.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so,
you know,
I know what you're doing esta noche.
Shut up, Eric.
Pendejos.
I just came a little bit. Thanks, Eric.
Oh.
Yeah,
wipe
I'm glad naps and sanitizer now.
Glad he said him and not me.
Eric, I think he's asking you for a wipe.
Yeah, I think when in a relationship, when a man especially tells the truth, it shows that vulnerability factor about him, you know. And women, you know, they eat that shit up, you know. Where if you're not lying to me, it makes me feel that I can accept you because you're all the walls, you know, the so-called walls are falling down, you know.
Yeah, but tell the truth about what, though?
Oh my God.
Well, it depends on what the question is, you know.
I mean, like, tell the truth.
If I say you cheat on me, you say yes, that means I have to go off with you.
No, no. If you see me scratching my nads, you know, I'm going to tell you, you know, there's something wrong down there. You know?
So your tell is you're scratching your balls.
No.
Speaking of.
What I'm saying is, like, if I'm, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you, no, don't worry. It's not something wrong down there, you know?
Speaking of.
You know, some people, they go around flaunting like it's a badge of honor or something, you know?
Wow.
Speaking of off the...
It depends on the situation and or whatever question that's being asked. Because, you know, when a lot of things like that happens in two points of the relationship, in the beginning and somewhere towards, you know... The turning point, which is it could be 6 months, a year.
Okay, but you see, okay, we touched on the relationship part, but what about a person that's supposed to be a friend that comes to you and paint a whole dramatic picture that's based on a lie?
Speaking of,
that sounds familiar.
Shut up, Eric.
off the instant feedback from Maria from Katona.
Oh.
At least Eric makes someone spill.
What?
He didn't last long. So
Katona writes in, at least Eric made someone spill. He did something right.
Wow.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. What did you ever do to this woman?
Nothing.
Denial. See, now you're lying.
Shut the hell up. No, honestly, no. That's just how she likes
bullshit artist. As a matter of fact, and I'm gonna springboard off of what DJ Reverend DJ Rome was saying just a bit ago. I got a private message in my inbox this morning from a Kelia. I'll keep her last name out of it, but it was a conversation that I was having on a forum maybe a couple of weeks ago, give or take. And she goes, you know, in response to what I had said, a part of it has to do with what's going on with, like, the media, essentially. Like, not so much, like, the news and things like that, but, like, TV and music and making people feel as if, like, they're, like, invincible, in a sense. In a sense, you also have 30, and this is a direct quote, you have 35-year-old guys thinking that they can hold it down with a woman, not a little girl. You know, when they see how strong that woman is, they run. You know, and it's true. You know, it leads right into what we were talking about.
It's on both sides, I think. You know, like, there's some women who just lie, and they just lie so, like, coolly, like, no, I didn't do this. You know, it's just like, if you're lying to me about that, what else are you lying to me about? You know what I mean? It's going to take me a while to trust you back up again. It, you know, you just can't, like, sweet-talk me into trusting you. You got to bang me, like, 80 times, you know, in order for me to do something like that.
Wow.
Yeah,
but you see that's the big thing about intimate relationships, when because sex is a very intimate thing, you know. A lot of people just use it, but in reality, you for a woman aspect, you're actually letting somebody inside of you, and a man, you actually, you know, you're entering another world, basically. So that's a privilege that a lot of people misuse.
Well, see,
and,
I agree.
And when you lie about that privilege being used, You feel used.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because I actually had an experience like that with one of my exes. She got caught in a lie where at my place, and just straight out without hesitation offered to have sex right on the spot.
Wow.
And in order to not only to try to forgive, but at the same time distract the fact that we were just in an argument. She's avoiding it. Doesn't want me to start yelling or whatever. Because
and women have that misconception. Not all guys is like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course not. But, you know, I'm speaking from my personal experience. And, Yeah, and the funny part is, of course, I was younger. I didn't know any better. But looking back, it happened more than once. And at the end, try to make me look like I was the bad guy. Like, I was the one that was lying. I'm the one that was hiding. We were
Oh, I think we just lost JM.
Yeah.
I was the man. So what?
Oh,
what?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So my thing is, at what point, what time would I have to even consider cheating with somebody else when we're constantly communicating? And this is before cell phones, before text messaging, before smoke signals, you know, shit.
He says smoke signals.
You know.
Smoke signals. He used to go to the payphone a lot.
Hell yeah.
Carrier pigeon.
With the beeper.
You go up to the payphone.
Carrier pigeon.
You go up to the payphone like $2 and quarters.
Like he'll do the trick, like, what was the trick with the quarter?
Carajo.
let it talk.
How many times I had to chase away this old lady at this one particular payphone in the corner of my old neighborhood at between 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon after school. That was my phone.
That was before my time. I don't remember, though.
Oh, how do you... I was about to say.
It had to be a decision-making moment. Do your laundry or call the girl?
Shit, I feel old.
I used to call the girl.
Let me tell you,
when I was like 13, 14 years old, I used to be on the phone all the time. I used to tie up my phone line. And my sister, she would try to call my grandmother, and she couldn't get through. So she'd do like an emergency break-in. And they come in on the line, they said, someone's trying to get through to this line. I'm like, okay.
I was about to say, damn, you rich. You got all those quarters to use?
No, I was at home. I was never the one to stand at the table.
Oh, my God.
Like, you trying to make a long-distance call, so you have, like, $8 and quarters in your pocket?
Yeah.
Something. I was lied to last night because my hand told me I had a headache, and I didn't get any. I feel cheated, man.
Well, I'm still figuring out why my nipples are still itching.
That sounds very... That
oh, God.
You know what? Sounds very familiar to a story that Eric told us a couple of days ago.
Oh, boy.
Because he asked the left one, but the right one was lying.
Yeah. But, yeah, what? I mean, you know, it's only women that are men. It's and friends and
yeah, because
friends. Yeah, going back to your friend, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'd love to hear from you girls.
Trust me, a lot of people are tired of my voice already.
Going back to friends, like, I had this chick I knew.
Friends.
And this chick, let me tell you, I'm on the phone. Okay, first of all, I don't even know where to start. Anyway,
girlfriend.
I'm in Raleigh, and this chick, she lives in a different city. And the dude that was like a roommate with the chick was trying to talk to me. And then she didn't like the fact that he was trying to talk to me, so she tried to hook me up with this other dude. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? So then later on that night, I get a call from the dude that lives with her, and he's like, yo. Your friend bet they're having sex with my homeboy right now.
Wow.
I'm like, your homeboy who? She was like, oh, my homeboy such and such. I was like, you talking about the guy she's trying to hook me up with? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, you're bullshitting. But, yeah, he wasn't bullshitting. And then after the fact, I called back and I talked to her. I'm like, yo, you having sex with such and such and you're supposed to be marrying my friend? What's up with that? And she was like, no, I wasn't having sex with him. He raped me. I'm like, how dare you use that? I was like, you're a fucking liar. I went off on her. And then she ran down the street and started crying, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, chick, why are you lying for? If you did the dude because you wanted to do the dude, then that's fine. But you need to tell my friend that's in the hospital. I'm like, you just, I don't know. This chick. And then she told this other chick that I know. And the chick had a girlfriend, so. But I'm, like, real cool with the chick. And she tells the chick girlfriend, oh, you need to watch out with them two, because them two, you never know. I'm like, why are you going behind my back? And you saying this and this and this and that and that about me. And you doing this and this and that and that. And you supposed to be my friend. Don't laugh at me, JM. I'm just saying. Like, why? Why would you do this? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Then I go down to their house, and I leave, and I have people calling me, talking about some, oh, you slept with this dude, you slept with that dude. I'm like, I didn't sleep with anybody. He's like, your friend going around telling people you slept with me, my brother, da-da-da. I'm like, oh, my God. And that's not how to just cut the chick off. I'm like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Well, again.
Yeah, I had friends ruin my reputation, too, so. I understand where that comes from.
I'm a bad female. If a dude goes around and say, oh, my man, he smashed this chick and that chick, that's going to boost up your reputation.
But you see, in situations, a lot of girls do start rumors or paint out somebody else to be what they're not because of the jealousy factor, you know. And that's a major problem. No matter what age you are, you could be 50 and you still got your homegirl that's, you know, maybe things are.
Well, you have to pull that number out of the air, man. We're on a new situation here. You got to throw in shots, man.
Like, honestly, like, I had the same situation about maybe, gonna say, 4 or 5 years ago.
You was fucking in a 50-year-old?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you the, I thought you and Rome was going in the same hole.
Nah,
I'm just saying.
He was.
Nah, he wants Miss Renee Moore. They know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that joke.
And that's tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, thank you.
Honestly,
you killed the bit.
Wait. Here goes the bit right now. Hold on a second. Here goes the bit right now. Wow.
Bomba.
Seriously.
Wepa. I've been with my girlfriend for about almost 6 years. So about maybe 4 or 5 years ago, this girl was into me. I did not want anything to do with her. Sorry. And I had went up to upstate with a retreat with the college I was with. While I was up there in the retreat, she was like, oh, your boyfriend did this to me, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, just because I didn't want to give you the time of the day because I was in a happy, committed relationship and you were just a dumb fucking loser, you want to come out your face and just start drama. You know, that shit isn't, that, you know, why do you need to feel just because your life is miserable to make everybody else's life miserable?
Well, I mean, people do that because they're jealous of what other people have. I mean, I knew a guy that tried to live his situation like me because for whatever reason. But you see, my life is my life. But that's my situations is my situation. You know, Rev is Rev. You know, there's only one me. Nobody else could be me but me. God made me this way and put me here for a reason this way. You know, just like Double R is Double R. God made him this way, put him here for his reasons. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people, it's just because when they look at their lives and they sit and they say, you know, I wish I could have it like Rev, or I wish I could have it like, you know, this one or that one. And just be happy with what you have and who you're with. Don't try to pretend to be what you're not. Don't try to pretend to be anything. Just be happy with yourselves.
And what pisses me off too, right? A lot of people
you cut me off.
Deal with it.
It's a lot of pissing on going on here.
I know.
Because you know my ass, I'll forget what I have to say before I get to say it. So.
By the way, the studio's about to get a bit more crowded. Yamil is actually going to be coming into the studios in just a bit.
Nice.
Yeah. So, a lot of people who do have that complex about them where they have to feel like
the
they
hell?
Have
What the hell was that in the background? Sorry, Rome.
Go ahead, Rome. I'm so sorry,
I think
bro.
People who like to who have that complex about themselves is that they force. That's what I hate about people like that. They force situations that they want to happen and they hope and they wish to happen with their life. Like if they don't have the right outfit, just because they see somebody else with it, they'll force their situation to get an outfit or get a vehicle or get a jewelry or get even to home plate. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They force the situation because they see a friend of theirs who has less or something different than they do,
exactly.
And they force their situation to
exactly.
be the same.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I just wanna welcome back to the BKC Studios, Yamil Navajas.
Yamil Navajas, and you said you promised me an intro music, bro. I didn't get one.
I didn't, dude. That, I didn't. That's not my job to do fucking intro
Great,
music.
Suave.
Love it.
You may speak now.
You may speak now. Okay.
Dude,
bueno.
please join us at the Western.
Hold on a second. We all knew who promised the intro music. Let's not get into that shit, okay?
We,
oh, come on.
Wasn't it you? Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me, because I don't do that shit.
Wait,
oh,
if you guess
sorry.
What I want, one, two.
I actually thought it was. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway.
We're not going to get into that.
Who wants to scratch my huevos?
Save your huevos for tomorrow, Mr. Cochino.
Get him out of the fridge first.
Hi, Cochino. I'm gonna get it out of your booty first, and then we'll see what happens.
So,
oh God!
So are you gonna dip your weblers in some paint tomorrow and
yeah,
go Easter hunting and egg hunting?
I'm gonna have
yard?
A bunch of guys searching for his ball.
Well, if he's,
put the
I bet he's first. the only man in the world to have eggs. Then something's wrong there, man. You need to check your plumbing, bro.
Something's wrong with me, bro. I know, man. Well, yeah, yeah. It's great to be here, man. I really, it's wonderful.
I'm very happy that you're back, man. Seriously, welcome to the
me
show.
Me too. Right. Welcome right. back.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. I want to
fucking conceited ass.
The soup is very inviting.
Yummy. Touching my. Who's grabbing my...
Yeah, get your hand off my leg, bro, for real.
My breast full, man.
Oh, sorry about that, man. They're just so
your
big.
Hands so rough.
They're bouncy. They're like kind of bouncy.
You know they do have private chat rooms for this.
Hey, yo, Rev, can you do me a favor?
Why don't you guys take that over to the dubbing room? Seriously.
Can you jump up and down for me really quick, like jumping jack?
Double up.
Just so I can see them bounce.
That's not that with the baby's food, man.
He said if I do, he'll kiss him.
If you want him to be smacking your chin with his dick, you got to sit up closer.
Oh, my God.
I am like 6'1", so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, kneel down a little bit.
Hey, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, you know? So,
yeah, so take a step back, because if it falls on you and boom, here comes the hammer. Don't
heavy the load?
Yeah, he ain't getting
the, mm-hmm. the bigger load.
He said he's going to Greg the Valentine hammer my ass.
Yeah.
You guys, I swear to God.
You guys are crazy.
What in the hell have I got myself into?
What? That same thing
my girl
said.
What happened to this serious, profound conversation we were having?
Sorry about that. This actually was kind of my fault. All right, go ahead.
And where's Lauren?
Well,
she's there.
I know. It's just the beginning of spring, but you know you gotta wait until the sun comes up, man. Come on.
Okay.
Let some defrost now, you know.
Unless you're saying your schlong acts like a groundhog and starts shadow first.
And then you got scared and went back in.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn. Shrunk.
There's nothing wrong with two scoops of
his penis,
I
right?
I like the point. There ain't nothing wrong with two scoops of sun.
His penis saw a vagina and ran back into its hole.
Yeah, his penis said, for who? For her? For what? Forget about it.
For what?
For that?
Forget about it.
Harry, you gonna have to talk about you, bro? You gonna have to talk about you like that, bro?
What?
Coño.
It's all the sexual tension, man. I don't know.
I thought, man,
me as the virgin of the group, I think I should hang up, you know?
I'm a virgin.
Cut off my mic.
I think Eric's dick just pressed the mute button.
I am the biggest virgin in the room right now.
Wow. Bullshit!
That no, kind of rise out.
I think that I think
which part, the virgin part or your dick pushing mute.
I think that title belongs to Savage.
Oh, something yeah. happened.
But I think getting back to the topic.
Yeah.
Is a topic?
Please.
It's kind of hot in here.
I said topic, not top in.
Whichever works for you, buddy.
Your mill was ready to lick.
Yeah, man.
Anyway,
just don't forget the ice cubes.
The topic was for our friend who just wandered back into the studio is that we're still talking about friends who lie to ruin their so-called best friends.
But you know me. You know
they're like brothers and all.
You know? Are you trying to hint at somebody?
Bro, you know me. I don't give a shit.
You feel guilty, Eric.
I don't know, but I can't feel shrink from here.
Is there like an ulterior motive with this conversation here tonight?
No,
that's what I'm starting to get a little worried about.
Rome.
To those who don't know DJ Rev and DJ Rome, we don't put on no front for nobody, all right? If I want to say somebody's name, I would say it.
So, Rome, I have a question.
What is it, Savage Faction?
Wow.
So this is this person that lied to you, right?
Did they
claim to help build your show?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that person, no. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that person.
You guys are horrible, man.
No, I wasn't.
That same person came up with WrestleTalk, so hey.
Well, we know Eric Bischoff is Savage's favorite person because controversy.
Yeah, hey, and the person also came with a fucking bullshit soca reggaeton theme.
Oh
song
my!
That's why we don't have it anymore.
Oh my god! Don't
Dude.
Make it personal.
Holy
that,
hell!
Guys, come on,
listen,
man.
There's a little button that says listen.
Hold
and
on.
There's a little button that says don't listen.
Hold on a second. We got another call coming in.
Oh,
718-717-2178. This is Maria from Katona. What's up, Maria?
Oh my god. I am so drunk right now. I'm bringing you to the Holy fuck, man.
Oh, I think we just
two,
had to dump out.
Three.
Yeah, we just had to dump out. And there we go again.
Where's the clicker?
Oh my god.
Are you really that bad?
What?
Are you really that bad off?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, where were we in the conversation?
I don't even know.
Okay, listen. Let's keep the whole we know what we're talking about. We don't have to beat a dead horse. Like,
right,
come
let's
on, guys.
Do the personal
you know.
Thing out of it, bro. Cause I,
it's nothing personal here. It's the whole
you know.
Thing was we're discussing how funny
yeah.
people can be.
You know, like, come on, guys.
I'm truly sorry.
Like, uh-oh. Come on, guys. Holy shrimp.
Hold the mic for a second. This is the
let's not put hot sauce on it.
let's not bake cookies on the side either.
This is the person that just came in and said, you know, let's not, and then the person hits us with shrimp. Jesus. But before we move on, I want to take the time out to give everybody out there a shout out. Everybody that's listening right now in Canada, Puerto Rico, I see you there.
Canada!
Yay, Canada!
Woo! I think my friend Felix from Germany is listening in as well.
Wow.
Shit.
It's late there.
France, actually. Right now in France, we got listeners in France right now.
Jamil.
What up?
Somos internacional.
Internacional.
We got people out there in the Caribbean right now.
Hey, off the bat. Sorry.
I just want to say... I have a friend from India who is listening to us.
Oh, nice.
I told my friend from Canada to listen, so.
Shout out to the
next
UK.
Next week, I'm going to have my friend from Pakistan listen.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Wait.
The radio's on me.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I heard. Hold on, you guys.
I'm good, girl. How you doing, girl?
I'm real.
All right. Come on.
Hey, girl. Oh my god. I'm drunk.
I blame the guys for that.
I had like so much fucking this.
Let's continue with the show, shall we?
No, let's.
What's been drinking?
Let's make the question easier. What hasn't she been drinking?
What haven't I been? I drank like a couple of things of sake because that's all we had left, so I had to do it Asian style in this. All
right, well, sake yourself over to the other side of the room at this point.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hold on. I heard something about the UK.
What?
I heard something about the UK. Rome said some shit about the UK. What's good with the UK, Rome?
Yeah, we got people right now in the UK. Actually, they're 5 hours ahead of us, but they still checking in.
That's dedicated.
Awesome.
That is dedication. Thank you very much, United Kingdom.
Send them T-shirts as a thank you.
Seriously,
I got like.
Well, we got somebody funding the T-shirt crew now.
Yep.
You know.
So yeah, we're going to, you know what?
Oh, you got DJ Z out there?
No.
You got DJ Z out there?
He's somewhere over there.
You know what?
See, I'm trying to volunteer people to do things and push it out of the way.
You know what we're going to do?
Can you guys introduce yourselves? Because I don't know who we are. I'm like half-assed. Drunk over here.
we'll introduce. Don't worry.
No. I mean, the other people I don't even know.
Well, I know.
Okay, here's there's DJ Rev.
I know what you
meant.
God.
So.
Fuck.
Go ahead, guys. Introduce.
My name is Double R.
R?
My name is Lauren, Eric.
Hey. No, you can't. Jamil. I have a special name for Eric.
Let me find out. What?
And
so Lauren just hit puberty?
His name is Cookie.
And, oh, shit. That guy over there with the dog, he's DJ Sandwich Faction.
I can't get those.
No.
Sandwich Faction.
I guess we're moving on from our topic because people
I want to know if I can switch this topic up.
How the hell are we switching mid topic like that?
I don't know, but we
don't even have like a little, you know, like
I don't know, but
we're done with this and then boom.
We didn't get your meal side of the story.
Hold on a second, guys.
There was sake involved and
all right, Mike, hold on a second.
Double R didn't get his 2 cents in, you know.
Mike, come on, hold on for a second. Nobody's getting any word in because everybody's too busy freaking stepping over each other. That's all.
Plus, there's a delay, too. So if I start talking, someone else starts talking, it all kind of melanges together.
Holy crap, Lauren.
Okay, Lauren. The floor is yours.
Me? Yeah. No, I don't want to talk.
hold on. Lauren.
Yes?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes?
All right. Have you ever lied to your husband?
Every day.
Oh, my God.
That's a good answer. I'm here on that one.
No, okay. When I say lie, it's like, oh, did you take out the trash? No. Yes, I did. Of course I didn't. Come on.
Yeah, but why would you know when there's trash right there?
Because we're lazy? I don't know.
All right.
It happens.
This is for the two married people, right?
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Since I'm a celibate person, you know, I don't have any experience in this field.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm asking those who would experience.
I guess that disqualifies Savage.
Oh,
JM, since you're one of the other married persons on the show, go ahead, take the floor.
All right, what did you feel when you was dating your significant other? You know, because I'm not gonna say man or wife, but because it's two different couples here. And did you lie to them, or did they lie to you, and why or why not?
Well, see, I plead the fifth right now. Being that my wife is sitting right next.
In a way, you cannot answer because I know your answers already. So.
Oh, shit.
When it comes down to it, every single day, everybody lies every day. If it's, do these jeans make my ass look fat? Or, something bigger.
I wouldn't be lying about that.
No,
it's out of
to make you look fat.
I'd have been like, yeah, they do, and I like it like that. So,
you know, and you know, I try not to lie either. That's why I said the truth. So it's the ass, not the jeans.
Or do you feel, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Of course you're not fine if you sound like you're miserable.
Liar.
No, no, yeah. But did you have to feel that you need to, you know,
when you
fluff
were
the truth a little?
Right, when you were dating him, did you feel like you had to lie at times about certain things? Or
no.
Was it just the little things you lied about?
I mean, I feel like it's always the little things for everybody, but especially with he and I, because we met online. And so it was sort of, it was different 10 years ago when we started dating, the whole online dating thing. It was much more scary and much less casual. Like now they have apps for hookups, you know what I mean? That didn't exist 10 years ago. So I was always kind of trying to sell myself as, this is who I am. If you don't like it, you're not for me. So I never really felt like there was any reason to lie, because if we were going to meet up anyways, then you'd know who I was. So, and I feel like it was the same for him. Of course, you might, you know, take a photo from up top instead of from your double chin, but.
That's why you look up.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. When I first met my wife, I'm younger than her, right? And when I first met her, I was like 18 years old, and I didn't come across as your normal 18-year-old guy would. And I told her I was 18. I was told to lie to her and tell her that I was 21. But my first conversation with her was, hey, look, man, all right, I'm 18 years old, XYZ, because she was already in college, and I was still in high school. You know what? I'm 18 years old. And if we're going to start it off, we're going to start it off right. I told her the truth, and she didn't believe me.
Really?
She thought I was older than I was. So
okay.
I mean.
That's why you're the grandpa of the friend.
I'm just going to ask, how old are you? Because you don't sound like a grandpa to me, and everybody makes fun of how old you are. How old are you?
I'm
50.
I'm a very, very handsome 24-year-old guy.
He's 35.
Hold on a second.
No, we didn't know that's a lie.
I'm 48.
I'm guessing 34, about to turn 35.
I would say
35. I would say 35.
Can I guess too?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Might as well, you know, play the lotto while you're at it too. Go ahead.
Yeah, right?
Shit, right?
There's a hidden joke there. But,
you already have the numbers.
But yeah. I would guess 6 years older than me.
You
suck. You suck at ass. Well, he did say he's born in 1980.
1980, Eric?
Yeah. I'm sorry, did I just say 1880?
You said 1880. I'm gonna make it a
This is why
but
you feel cocky.
He was born in 1980, so.
But wow. Yeah, you know, the amazing thing about it is...
Well, that makes me older. But okay.
I think Mike is about, say, 37?
Damn.
Me?
Yeah.
35?
No.
38?
Next month, 37.
Wow.
Wow.
My husband will be 36 next month, or in May, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know... Like I said, man, I mean, it's all how we as people present ourselves, and
mm-hmm.
I feel confident in myself that I don't have to lie, and I don't want people to like me based on a lie.
Right. Yeah, and that goes back to what we've been trying to touch on about friends trying to impress each other or trying to impress other people to become friends by mm-hmm. saying – they're trying to get the rub by saying, "Oh, I'm friends with this person because I'm with the band." You know what I'm saying? I'm with the band.
Yeah.
I'm the roadie. You know, I have some friendship with the star of the show
I knew a guy in high school who carried around a guitar case with no guitar to try to impress girls.
Damn. I knew a guy who used to carry around a cigarette in his mouth and never lit it once.
I know some people, I actually know two people who use their guide dogs as a girl magnet.
Well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, but you know,
make that three.
No, I, I really don't do that. I don't do that.
Wow. No, I actually do know people who do that.
No, but what? If it works, but that's not being dishonest. I mean,
I think Savage just got outed.
He admits it.
It's not being dishonest. It's just saying.
This is Yamil. This is my guide dog, Luna.
Luna is actually a pretty name for
anyone. His guide dog's name was Chip. His guide dog's name. Hold on. His guide dog's name was Chip. He called it Luna.
Always have to.
I had a guide dog named Luna.
Eric, can I ask a simple question? And this is, I hate the fact that I have to break character, but why did you, Savage, just broadcaster to broadcaster, man to
whatever you are.
Why do you have to take the wind out of the sails of every joke? Why?
Well, I have to be the screen door of my submarine.
Seriously.
Oh, God.
As much as sense that makes, but okay, yeah, take it away, Savage.
She has a yellow submarine.
Your submarine.
We got a sing-sing circle going on.
No, oh, yeah. You know what? I think I am the oldest of the group here. I feel so old.
I know.
Me too, man. Take a sip and pass it to the left.
Y'all had to bring that up.
So, JF, you want to go off and do a radio show, us old guys, man?
Yeah,
why
man.
Why not? I'll bring my walker and my goggles. Yeah.
Don't play with the gray.
You know. But I'm not slicking my hair black or anything like that. I'll be all natural.
Friggin'. Yeah, me too. A little gray don't hurt.
You know, I fade my hair now, but when it grows out a little bit, I got the salt and pepper thing going.
You'd see JM walk in looking like Fonz from Happy Days.
Hey. I'm going to tell you this, right?
You hear things snapping, you think it's his finger. Really.
I'm going to tell you this. A lot of women love the salt and pepper look, man.
Yeah, I kind of find
especially
it kind of appealing
like
myself.
That's if the man has a head full of hair. Now, if you got hair around the side,
I got all my hair in my head, so
no, I'm good. I mean, they say baldness is hereditary. I guess I must have skipped that because my dad's bald on top. I still got mine.
I mean, you can have the salt and pepper look and have like really nice hair, but then you can have the salt and pepper look and then have your hair look like, you know. You have like the sides, and then you have that one little comb over thing, so it looks like the letter H.
Or you have like the island type thing where right. You've got hair all around except in the back of your head.
That's a peninsula. There you go. You got a peninsula.
Oh my God.
You have this guy walking around, and he has like the Galapagos
arms
on his head.
Use my head for a GPS.
You have this one poor guy walking around with a hat, and the next thing you know, the wind blows it off, and he has the Galapagos arms on his head.
How do we get from liars? How do we get from liars to hair?
Well, but that's a good segue in there because people who lie, they be getting comb overs and dyes.
Well, okay.
Be true to yourself, man.
Yeah,
man.
And speaking of which, and as God and grandfather my witness, I still get people to this day telling me that I look younger than I really am. And I tell them straight up, no. I mean, I choose not to lie and say, no, I'm 36. Or going on 37, whatever. But like, really, I thought you were like 20, 25. I mean, 25 is pushing. 25, okay. But still, I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
But then, or I can go all douche and be like, yeah, I'm 20-something. Yeah. What's
like,
up?
Be
you know?
Yourself.
I like guys in douche bags because you could shape them up properly.
Oh, wow. Like, be yourself. Stop trying to, like, comb over those three strands of hair that you have loose. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like Homer Simpson.
Like Homer Simpson.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, it's like you have the ways about yourself that, you know your limits and you know your character, so you know how to handle yourself in situations. And then you'll have a friend who's maybe older, younger, or the same age. It doesn't matter what age they are. But they come into your circle and they feel like, yo, I'll take that straight shot. Or
that's what she said.
or you know you have like, well, I'll go jump the tracks, you know, and they don't have to do that, you know. I've told many people in my circle, because just as Rev, I've never had that. Nobody really knew my age, you know.
Yeah, those damn moral people jump into damn tracks every.
Well, yeah, speaking of circles and friends, well, circle of friends, I guess.
You mean cookies?
And well, okay, and, and talking about earlier about liars and all that, and how friends would lie and whatnot, kind of reminds me, or reminded me, I should say, of how and why I moved down to Florida to begin with. And it, mind you, there's two sides to every story. You know, I'll be fair and say that. And it's not the entire reason, but it's it was what caused that snowball effect. Because there was a group of you know, people that I considered friends at one point for over 20 years in my life. And it took one misunderstanding, one miscue, and then the majority of them just chose sides. Never got to speak to me about it, try to get, you know, both sides of the story, find out what really happened, and then, if need be, place judgment. And even that you shouldn't even be doing. Why would it take for one person to start befriending anyone on Facebook and say, okay, well, there's your sign. Okay, he's showing guilt. He's starting to unfriend all of us. That doesn't mean shit. I mean, since when does a website or a social media network determine your friendship?
I agree.
I mean, if I see you in the street, hey, what's up? Oh, but you unfriended me. But I'm coming to you now as a man, as a friend that I think we still are, saying hi.
Right.
So,
yeah, as adults. As adults, that's kid shit, you know. Like, you got grown men and women going around saying you unfriended. That's like junior high stuff.
And unfortunately, people still have that mentality. They just can't let go of that high school mentality because they think it still works.
Like,
that's
once they reach a certain point in their life and had that experience, or maybe witnessed something that they thought was just so fucked up, traumatic that it starts making them change their ways and their views on life. And if the opportunity is still there to go back and say, hey, you know what, maybe I should reach out to so-and-so and try to make amends, or burn, you know, before that bridge is completely burned down. Because if I leave this world tomorrow, God forbid, I'll never have the opportunity to make amends. And I made a comment on my Facebook for Good Friday. I don't wish no ill hatred towards my enemies or anybody. You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm good. I'm at peace with it. So if that's how you still feel at the end of the day, or at the end of your, you know, your lifespan, that's on you. And I'll be sure to have somebody engrave on the back of your tombstone and say, this guy just couldn't let it go. He held a grudge to the end.
You know, you can't hold grudges because it's not going to hurt anybody else but yourself. You know, you're going to be losing sleep over things and that and blah, blah, blah. But the other person may not even care. You know, it's all about forgiving. Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, letting things go, because I would want people to do the same thing to me. Like, if I do something that's kind of messed up, I'd want, you know, to talk it out and be like, okay, you know what, I apologize, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, if I keep holding grudges, but it takes two to work, you know what I mean? You just can't say, I forgive you, and they don't, you know, make an effort to work towards, you know, building a friendship.
No. Honestly.
Thanks for interrupting me.
I'm sorry, guys.
God. I'm going to put my balls in your mouth so you can shut the fuck up.
Oh, God.
Oh, double dip.
Wow.
Stick in your mouth,
double
bro.
Dip.
Keep your little raisins. Keep your raisins to yourself.
Two scoops of sun.
Oh, go ahead. My fault. Because, Lauren was saying, it's like a delay. So go ahead.
Keep in mind.
Mortar and pestle.
Keep in mind that we do have a call that is waiting.
Oh, okay.
Well, go ahead. Bring the call on, bro. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to wrap up what you were saying also.
Yeah. Before we get to the call, real quick, you know, I think it takes both people, you know, to make that big step. Okay, I lied. Okay, you lied. All right, let's try to work at this. And let's try to let it go together. And it's about the communication and trust, whether you're in a friendship or relationship. You have to build that foundation before you can get into any kind of relationship, whether it be friendship or, you know, marriage or blah, blah, blah. Because if you don't have that foundation, then you're always going to wonder, okay, what is he doing now? What is he doing now? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I never been in a blah, blah ship, but I'll keep an eye out for that one.
I agree.
Like, honestly,
hold on a second, Eric. Hold on a second. I'm going to wrap up what Yamil wanted to say. And then we're going to take this call. Just really quick.
Okay.
Estoy de acuerdo con lo que usted dijo. I'm in complete agreement with you. But in the same sense, there's one thing that I don't think really anybody has mentioned. And it's not so much forgiveness for their sake. It's forgiveness for your sake to free yourself from whatever burden you're holding. Because
yeah, definitely. Because it weighs you down in your daily life if you hold
exactly.
that grudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It burns at you as your day goes on, you know?
Yeah.
It burns like whenever I pee, you know?
Wow.
Go, okay, but like before you
go ahead, Savage.
Lady vagina.
Go ahead, Savage. That call is no longer there.
Like, you know, you were saying, like, we're friends. It's honestly, it's like, I have two friends that I've been going, you know, Roman and Rev know them. And we grew up together. Some, like, a small little misunderstanding took place, and they're willing to throw away a friendship of over pretty much like 20-year friendship. And it's just like, why, if you're willing to, if one side is willing to come to terms and willing to extend that olive branch, why are you not just going to take it and just completely throw away a friendship like that? Like, what type of shit is that?
Well, the key word there is pride. And, you know, it is one of the sins, you know, to have too much pride and all that. But is that they don't want to seem less from their other friends or their whoever they're with or around. You know what I mean?
Okay, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not throwing any names out there. So would you think less of those two individuals?
Well, it depends how severe it is. You see that comes into if it's like a earth shattering thing, like you're the baby daddy type shit. You know what I mean?
No, nothing. It's petty. It's petty bullshit.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All among basically quote unquote, he says, she says, no proof.
Right. If it's like the old telephone game, then you need to find the truth from both ends. Like you mm-hmm. find what your opinion is, or you can find what their opinion is, and come together and find some kind of common ground to say, was this worth taking a friendship for 20-25 years away, you know?
Also, too, right, this is the thing, right? When you look at serious ways that friendship ends, and you look at the petty ways, you see, a lot of people, yeah, you may grow up in age, but you haven't grown up in mind. You haven't experienced certain things in life to make you learn how valuable people are to you personally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when you look at people like the scenario that you just said, there's no proof of anything, just somebody said, and I found this to be amongst a lot of people that, you know each other for a while. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, they have not experienced the real, because if you experience life, In lots of different aspects, because we're always learning. You know, we may be at an age where we feel we know everything, but we don't. So each day, we will, as human beings, we'll be learning until the day we die, in the physical sense. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And
of course,
people, especially that, you know, sit there and they want to play the he said, she said game. You know, they haven't grown yet. They may grow in age. They may be 30, 20, 30 years old, but they have not grown in mind.
And a side note on that, right? It doesn't matter how long you know somebody, too, because I have a real good friend, right? Like me and this person has become real good friends in a way short of a time, opposed to somebody I know for 25 years, you know?
See?
Yeah, you know, that's another true thing as well, because it's like, honestly, okay, you know, yeah, I said I've known some people for about 20 years. You know, either which way, somebody that I've known a shorter time with that, either which way, any friendship I wouldn't even want to end over some petty bullshit like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if
regardless, you know, regardless, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, Lauren, Ivy, and JM, I've known them for only a few months. I consider them to be good friends. I don't want to do their friendship over some bullshit he says, she says bullshit, because that is childish. That's fucking elementary and junior high school type shit.
It is childish, but it's a difference when you look at, like, for example, you know, you have two people that are in a situation. Now, for example, I can only speak for myself, okay? Mm-hmm. And a few seconds ago, we were talking about forgiveness and whatnot. You know, me personally, I would look at it like this, and I have looked at it like this with people. You know, if I make a mistake, okay, I can stand up as a man and say, hey, I made a mistake. You know, I realized this is why I realized I made a mistake. This is how my mistake was made. As a man, I could speak for myself. I could stand up and say when I make a mistake. There are people out there, you know, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, and nor do I give a shit whoever takes it however they want. You know what I'm saying?
They go that song again, if you're so, but, you're so vain.
But hold on. But here's my thing. When other people make mistakes, they may not be have the balls or be a man to come to me and say, hey, Rev.
Or the ovaries.
Jeez.
You, women fit in that category too, where they don't take responsibility.
Yeah, but I'm only speaking for myself.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, first of all, if somebody can't be a man and come up to me the way I would go to them as a man, and believe me, people have called me out as a man, and when I stepped up to the game as a man, they couldn't say shit. Mm-hmm. So now here's the thing: me as a man, if you come up to me and approach me as a man, then we could talk, okay? Mm-hmm. But for anything else, I could forgive. I don't forget, but I can forgive. I can let it go. I can be, and I'm free in myself. So I can't speak for anybody else. There are people out there who carry their bullshit with them for the rest of their life, and because of a little thing that you call pride, they don't want to back down and say, you know what, let me go down to a certain level so I can understand, so me and that other person can climb to that higher level together of friendship.
Not only that,
at the end of the day, it's all about in any relationship that you're gonna be in, whether it's like a romantic relationship, a friendship, whatever, is work. Regardless, it's work. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have two people that's gonna engage in this friendship or this relationship or whatever,
I agree.
And they're not going to work together, then it's not going to work at all. And, you know, that's why I always have my tree. You know, I have my roots. Yeah. I have my trunk. I have my branches. I have my leaves. So I feel like if you're a leaf in my whole situation, I'm going to shake your ass off and move on to the next because you're going to be easily replaced.
A big problem is that people, they claim that they're mature and they claim that they're so, you see, because a lot of people's life and circumstances determine who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. That's why some become more mature than others, or some stay immature for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And it shows the immaturity when you cannot stand up to confrontation. Mm-hmm. Like if you get caught lying, or if you get caught cheating, or if you get caught doing something that you're not supposed to, and you're not willing to stand up and say, yeah, I'm going to have this confrontation, I'm going to deal with it, instead, or you're just going to run away from it and hopefully it'll get swept under the rug.
Yeah, because there are people who cheat on their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they go home and they lay in bed with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes, you know, you're looking at that person that's laying next to you and you're like, the sad part about it is that person don't think twice about cheating on the person that they tell they love.
I agree.
And that's a problem. And then when they want to apologize or they want to confess that I've been cheating, it's too late because now your girl or your man realize what's going on and it made them stronger, mm-hmm. and now they're ready to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one sitting there crying and saying, OMG, I should have done better.
It's really funny that you say that because it wasn't a few days ago that Rev and I were on the phone, as a matter of fact, and I was actually on my way home from my chiropractor appointment, and we were having a conversation about, you know, how each relationship regardless of the capacity, can be looked at as, you know, and it's in a very simplistic way, as an investment. And
absolutely,
you know, it's an emotional investment. It's a physical investment. It's a mental investment. It's a, you know, in certain cases, it may be a, you know, a romantic investment. It's an investment no matter what, because of the simple fact that when it comes to caring for somebody, when it comes to watching after that person, when it comes to sharing those moments and whatnot with that person, you're investing your time and you're investing your emotions and you're investing your mind power. You're investing, you know, when it comes to more romantic settings, you're investing your heart and your soul and many other things that are very, you know, way too profound to so much as try and construe in the normal English lexicon that we're so restricted by. It's an investment, and you have to. The one of the ways you evaluate a relationship is essentially by the return that you're getting from that, you know, from that friendship. If you're getting that return that you're satisfied with, you know, if you're giving 100 and you're getting 100 back, if it's symmetrical,
right,
that way,
right, equal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best example for a lot of life situations is it's gonna sound kind of outdated, but it's like a farmer, you know, you plant something, and you know, some people, they don't want to wait for it to grow into anything. They want to have, you know, the saying goes, there's no cheat codes in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot punch in something or say some word and it'll automatically grow. And some people, they want to plant the tree or plant the plant, and they don't want to take the time to make it work, you know, the effort behind it to grow the fruits of their labor to enjoy the end product.
And that's the thing. I'm so sorry to cut you off, bro. That's one thing, honestly, that frustrates me personally. I'm gonna sound real selfish for the next few seconds, so I'm really, really sorry. But the one thing that I absolutely hate, and the one it's one thing that I strongly, 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 vehemently detest is when you're in it doesn't even have to be a romantic setting, like I said before. It could be a friendship. It could be like the whole thing was significant, but it could be a marriage even. And you're with this one person, and you're comfortable, and you don't appreciate them, and you have people. You know, you so much as you're being dishonest with them, you know, infidelity comes into the relationship, and you start maybe cheating around or something like that. And then you have, you know, people that are trying to find relationships that are honest and that are trustworthy and that are good, outstanding citizens, I suppose you can call it. Now, just a quick sidebar, I'm not perfect. For all intents and purposes, I am not perfect.
Well, I don't think any of us is.
No one is.
Yeah, there isn't such thing as a perfect man or woman.
But when it comes to at least being honest and being forthcoming about certain things, and when it comes to at least being transparent to the point where you and that other person are that's in the relationship with you, you know, that's in the friendship with you, are able to maintain it, that's one thing. But the one thing that I absolutely detest, and the one thing that I absolutely can't stand, that I vehemently, vehemently dislike, is just the simple fact that there are people in friendships, and there are people in relationships, and there are people in marriages that will take it all for granted. And they will cheat against it, and they will slander it, and they'll take it for granted. And they have the audacity to be like, oh, well, this is, you know, the person, like, whatever, whatever. Oh, you know, really care about this person, all sorts of shit, and, you know.
But you know what it is? Mm-hmm. That's because, let's say, for example, that man or woman that's taking their marriage or relationship or friendship or whatever they have going on with somebody, the person that's taking it for granted, that person, to me, that says that person has not invest any emotional attachment to that other person. It's like Rome was saying, you plant a tree and you have to stay in until that tree grows and rip the fruits and rip the rewards of that plant. You know, you can't just go into a relationship and just because you didn't, you know, score within the first few days of being with the person, all of a sudden you want to break up because you're not having sex, you're not fucking. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's the thing with a lot of people, not just guys or girls, because there are women who do it and there are guys who do it. And the misconception is that all men are dogs and all men will do this. But there are women who do the same as well. You know what I mean? So exactly what you and I were talking about, putting that investment, if you want to, it's like with money. If you invest money into a stock or a company, eventually you want to end up gaining back from it.
Yeah, because if you pull out the first time it drops, then you suck. You know, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
I pull out quick, and before you know it, you know,
and then you splatter all over the floor. You know, but
and then you have a problem because then you know.
So the question
and you got to clean up. It's a whole
thing.
You got to get the Lysol wipes down. You know,
if you don't pull out, you might have a bigger problem.
Well,
wow.
Good Lord.
Two things.
Lights off, you're lucky.
Wow.
Just saying.
You don't want that to hit the wrong place.
Here.
Been quiet for too long, damn it.
Here's a question for...
Me?
Yes, you have.
Everyone here on the panel. What is your definition of maturity? In all aspects of the conversation.
That's not in my vocabulary.
So who would go first? I mean, how are we going to do this?
I think Yamil should go first. He's quiet too long.
I mean, I think maturity is admitting when you're wrong. I think up like a man or a woman to what, you know, your mistakes and trying to correct what you've done. Forgiving others, if especially if they're trying to make it up to you. I think maturity is also, you know, not doing those same kinds of things again. I mean, you know, none of us are perfect or whatever, but work on yourself and, you know, take criticism from others, even if they're younger or older than you, just because you had, I've been married for 10 years, so I know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't, because if you don't take that, you know, if you didn't take what you could out of that marriage, you know, maybe you haven't learned. If I haven't take what I could out of my college years, maybe I haven't learned, you know. So I think it's also good to take constructive criticism, you know, from somebody who really cares about you and, for somebody who really wants to help you and be there for you. And like I said, admitting to yourself, stepping up to the plate and saying, hey, yeah, I was wrong, and let me do what I can to fix it. I think that's part of maturity. And to know that none of us are going to be 100% fully mature. I mean, we all got things to learn and we all have things that we need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Admitting to that and working with your partner, whether it be your bro or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever.
I mean, I agree with you, and I think also being mature is knowing, like when you make mistakes, learning from them and knowing that, you know, yourself, you know, knowing that I can handle you know, people, I can handle situations, I can handle you know, it's just a matter of, hey, you know, yeah, I don't know all, but the willingness to learn is also a maturity that shows your maturity level. You know, you can't always be the one that knows it all, because none of us knows it all. You know, I'm learning every day. I learn. You guys, 11-year-old daughter, and even from my daughter, I learn things. You know, because I allow myself to want to learn, to not be Mr. Know-It-All. But
yeah, when she whoops your ass in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, shit.
Kombat, one of the best games, man. Sorry.
Anyway.
Why you got to be talking about that, man?
Because you was laughing at me when I lost.
My turn.
What, you going to tell about a little kid whooping your ass in Mortal Kombat, too?
Oh, shit.
I'll come back later. No.
It was Street Fighter, get it right.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Fucking Blanca. Anyway, so... Nah, well, my thing is, since I'm the oldest here, that sucks. But anyway,
a bass in his voice when he said that.
I'm 35. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So I'm in good company. All right.
Pepsi, I'm there with you.
All right. Well, here's my thing, and like you were saying, as we get older, we get wiser. Hopefully.